Another listener says, 2 weeks ago, the government announced a 20 cent decrease in petrol and diesel, but there was no reduction in my area, and it has now increased again. The government did nothing to enforce this reduction, and there was no penalties for those that didn't enforce it. Okay, that's interesting to see. I did notice in my own area that there were prices dropped in around Tralee as well. You'd see that that there were prices dropped, but it would be interesting, listener, to know, did you make a complaint to the CCPC? So that's the Competition and Consumer Protection. They can be contacted on 01402 5555. So that's 01402 5555. So they will investigate that if there wasn't if you make a complaint and there wasn't a reduction in your area. Now we're going to move on to our next piece now, and that is something that I'm sure you'll have a view on as well, because you're probably aware that the recent High Court ruling has given Sky TV the legal right to get details of over 300 Dodgybox users, and it's been reported that Sky plans to use the information to take legal action against Dodgybox users. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy has condemned the court ruling and wants Sky to drop its planned legal action. And Deputy Murphy joins me on the line now, and you're very welcome to the show, Deputy.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me, why do you feel that Sky needs to drop this action?
I mean, you're talking about a very, very rich corporation in the form of Sky, which charges extortionate prices for people to access all the range of TV and sport and so on that they have, on the one hand, versus 300 presumably ordinary people who are struggling to get by, who are experiencing a cost of living crisis on top of a cost of living crisis, who probably couldn't afford to pay the very substantial prices that Sky is charging, and therefore have gotten a dodgy box and are now faced with the prospect of being brought to court by Sky. I think this is, you know, a situation where it's pretty clear where most ordinary people's sympathies would lie, and it's not with the greedy profit-making corporation, it's with ordinary people who are simply trying to access television at a time when they're struggling. Maybe they're making choices between eating, and this is a way that they're able to ensure that they're able to watch the sports or have the kids' programs or whatever that they want to do. So I wouldn't, you know, I think the idea that these people will be dragged to court, these are not the suppliers of dodgy boxes, these are just ordinary people who are using them, I think is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, and I know Sky would obviously have a different argument as well. In your view, it is extorted, and it costs a lot to make TV programs and films, obviously, as well. I suppose it's important to know that no one forces people to pay for Sky, but it is one thing deciding to not pay for Sky and to break another law, because it is quite clear as well that, you know, the penalties for using a dodgy box, they can be quite severe as well. The Copyright Act 2000 says that people who use illegal streaming services, they can face a fine of up to €127,000 or a maximum of 5 years in prison. Would you say you're condoning criminal behaviour then by urging Sky to drop its legal action, Deputy?
No, I'm just saying people shouldn't be pursued in this way for taking the step, as literally hundreds of thousands of people have done. I mean, it's estimated 400,000 households in Ireland have dodgy boxes. People making the choice to access television services cheaply. In a way, I wouldn't start from here, right? I think the whole model of TV services and so on is fundamentally broken because it's privatized, and that allows the likes of Sky to put culture, sport behind big paywalls that people have to pay to private corporations. I think what we need to see is investment in public broadcasting. We need to get rid of the TV license, which is a regressive tax. We need to tax the big social media giants, who in many ways are kind of parasitical on the work of actual media outlets, effectively skimming advertising revenue and so on off the top of the work of journalists, culture producers and so on, and invest in proper public service broadcasting that will be free at the point of use to people. And look, I'm not encouraging people to go and get dodgy boxes. I don't have a dodgy box, but I just think we shouldn't be, you know, criminalizing people for just trying to get by, do you know what I mean, in very difficult circumstances. And Sky already is pursuing the those who sell the dodgy boxes in a way that's a bit more understandable. These people are making a profit from this. But the idea that ordinary householders should be pursued in this way, I think, is really over the top, and Sky should drop it.
Yeah. And Deputy Murphy, the money that's paid to Sky, it doesn't just go to Sky, it goes to the programme makers as well. So the actors, the writers, directors, and the creatives as well. So do you think when people use a dodgy box, we'll say, are the creative people maybe not getting their paid for their work maybe then that they've been working hard to make?
But I mean, I know that's kind of the argument of the industry, but you and I know that that's not what has happened in these circumstances. Do you know what I mean? The footballers have gotten paid. The actors have gotten paid already by the time that someone goes to use a dodgy box. So there's plenty of problems in the industry. There's no question about that. You have anti-union employers who have systematically blacklisted union members from the kind of TV and movie industry. You have a lot of problems, but these problems don't come from individual householders saying, look, I can't afford to pay the 70 euros or whatever for Sky. Like, I think what you'd find is that the vast majority of these 400,000 households, if they can't access it through a dodgy box, they won't be paying the 70 euros to Sky because they simply can't afford it. And so then there's no extra money going to Sky or anybody else as a consequence of that, or relatively little money, extra money going. So I just think we shouldn't be blaming the ordinary householders struggling to get by for the very significant problems that exist in terms of our whole media landscape, which more come from the top than from the bottom.
Yeah. And you've said as well that you want the public sector broadcasting to be funded through taxation of big companies. Do you support the TV licence fee, or what's your view on that?
No, I mean, the TV licence fee is inherently an unjust regressive tax. So the richest family in Ireland pays the same TV licence fee as the poorest family, which is eligible to pay the TV licence. So it's a regressive tax. It should be done away with. And we should instead be taxing those social media giants who, you know, they are able to skim off a large part of advertising revenue from work of kind of real media outlets creating real new media. And they're making enormous profits for which they're paying very, very little for any of this content. So we need a big tech tax on these companies in order to fund proper public service broadcasting, which will be not just RTE, which absolutely needs to be appropriately funded, but also in significantly enhanced community funds for local radio, you know, local media outlets of all sorts, to ensure that our media isn't increasingly controlled by a very small number of very, very wealthy corporations who have their own political agendas, which are not, I think, in the interest of the majority of people.
Yeah. Your party as well, Deputy Paul Murphy, talks about solidarity. But how can you build solidarity if only certain groups and people pay taxes and then others don't?
Well, we think that everybody pays taxes, first of all, right? Everybody goes, when you go to a shop, you're paying taxes. The poorest 10% in this country pay a higher percentage of their income in tax than the top 10% as a result of the fact that basically they're spending all of their money, you know, so they're not paying any income tax, but they're spending all of their money and they're getting indirectly taxed in terms of VAT and so on. And we think that those who earn the most should pay the most in terms of taxation. We should have a millionaire's tax on net assets exceeding €1 million. We should have new rates of income tax for those on earning higher than €100,000. And crucially, we should be taxing the corporations. I mean, you know, your point about, well, everyone needs to pay tax, absolutely, but we have corporations in this country, some of the biggest corporations in the world, paying precious little tax, almost no tax on, you know, billions and billions of euros of profits that are washed through this country as part of a tax avoidance strategy. So Ireland is a very, very wealthy country, but people are really struggling, and that shows that something is fundamentally wrong in terms of the structure of taxation, the structure of the economy, whereby the government is saying, you know, we can't support people at this time of enormous crisis when 4 in 10 parents are saying they're choosing to cut back on meals, on portion size, in order that their children can have enough to eat. I mean, that's scandalous in this day and age in a very, very wealthy country.
Yeah. Well, Deputy Paul Murphy, we're going to leave it there, but thank you very much for speaking to me this morning.
Thank you.
Deputy Paul Murphy talking to me there, People for Profit Solidarity TD, in relation to Sky's action against Dodgy Box users, and he's asking for it to be dropped. I'd love to get your views on it.